Time to get out of town. A lot of cars. I'm trying to make this right turns, a lot of cars. Now there's a car behind me that is probably interested in me going because there's another lane that I could turn into, but I need to be, Yeah, don't walk behind my car. Jut out. Oh, fuck this. All right. Well, taking the back way. We're backdooring it. Actually, when are the turn hours on mission here? It's 4 and 7. It's technically not 7 yet, but check this out. I just turned left. Fuck the law! Ow! Dead Rising 3 isn't a very solid PC port, you say? Yeah, that's kind of how we felt messing with it for a little bit at E3. I guess I'm not too shocked to hear that. Rory's been playing it a little bit. I think he said that once he locked it at 30 frames per second, it was behaving better. Not that that's a great solution, because 30. It's a PC game. 30? Come on. But that's what you get, I guess. When it comes to these, it seems almost like an afterthought PC port. Today was kind of an ordeal. They're trying to set up like a new audio mixer in the studio and stuff, get it all wired up. And there was a real problem with it. So we were trying to record a Destiny quick look. And then it wasn't working, so kind of like last minute they had to yank the new mixer out, put the old one back in, and all this other stuff, so. So I guess tomorrow they gotta, you know, try to fuck with that thing some more and get it working. So at least we gotta record it. Hopefully it'll sound fine. That should actually be up probably in an hour or less. It's just going up as soon as it's done compressing, that'll go up. So it's just working its way through the video robot right now. But, you know, I don't know. I got, like, 3 or 4 more missions in Destiny, and so, like, I'm on Venus now doing stuff. We got that stuff recorded, so that was good. I don't know. Wish there was more variety to the action. You guys gonna buy a sick watch? Who's buying a watch? Let's buy watches. Let's tell each other what time it is. Tap on the wrist and let you know that, hey, I'm tapping. Tapping out what time it is. There are things about that watch that seem cool, you know, like in terms of just like what you can do with it, and the way they thought about the interface makes sense and stuff. And I just don't want to do any of those things. I don't want like a closer connection to the bullshit of the internet. Like right now, my phone vibrates when it's something I should probably look at. Just like really only like a couple of different things. And I'm fine taking it out and going like, oh. Because usually in those cases, it's something that requires me to type in a response. You know, like I don't give a shit about most of the stuff they showed. It's just... The Maps app already has voice. It already says, like, here's, you know, hey, take a right. I don't need that on my wrist. Because I don't need to see it. All those magnetic clasps look like good ways to get your watch stolen. I look at it, I don't know, like the price seems reasonable for, you know, the tech involved, I guess, like $350 or whatever it is, like, eh, you know, okay, I guess. I still don't want to wear a watch. I learned that about myself years ago and then forgot and then thought like, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe a watch, and then tried that and realized, nope. I don't want to be the kind of guy that sweats what time it is. It's not the type of life I want to lead if I can help it. Some days I'm more successful at that than others, I guess, but... I'll probably get the new phone. Well, I will almost certainly get one. Why not? I'm out of contract. It'll be relatively inexpensive. I might even get one of the big-ass ones. I don't know. Like, you know, I think about, like, how I use my phone as not a phone ever. Like, maybe the gigantic phone thing makes sense. And I definitely intend to get 128 gigs of storage because I want to have a lot of music I don't want to listen to on my phone. And I'll stop using this iPod Classic that's, you know, wired up in the car. And I guess I should find someone who has a phone that big and, like, see it for myself. And just go like, is this stupid? Is a phone this big stupid? It's stupid, right? But is it stupid, like, cool, or stupid, like, fucking stupid? Which phone is going to make this epic grade Alberto Del Rio card look the coolest? He said as he ran into the AT&T store. This super rare pro Mr. McMahon card requires a display befitting of its super rare status. Which display is for me? What color to get. I've had this white iPhone 5 for a lot of years now. definitely not going to get gold because that's gross. I don't know. Whatever. I'm in that position where it's like, yeah, I'll get the phone. I'm not 100% sure why. I think the mobile payment stuff could be handy if it works. I'm skeptical about that getting widespread enough to, you know, matter. What they have will integrate with, like, NFC payment points that already exist. I assume so. It would be crazy to not... It would be crazy if, like, their payment standard is, like, totally separate and you have to support that specifically. Like, that'd be nuts, right? There's no way they do that. I ordered a coin, the little digital credit card thing, and I'm supposed to get the coin beta relatively soon here, I think. I bet those guys are bummed. I guess I always like the idea of the fingerprint sensor stuff from the 5S. I thought there was a lot of cool potential around that, that, you know, I didn't want to get a 5S because I already had a 5, and it's just like the differences were, you know, not dramatic. That press conference this morning was something else, though, man. Jesus. What a... It's just so long. Just like, come on. Ever considered doing like a fitness band that would just be like for people that are just like, I don't want the watch, but the fitness abilities for iOS 8 are all right, and you know, like it'd be all right to get something for like to wear when I'm working out, or you know, without having to do all the watch shit. You know, I always thought I would be fucking all into wearable computing stuff. Like, when, you know, when it was like far-flung future, it was just like, yeah, fucking, let's get screens implanted in our faces, fuck it. And maybe I still am, and just like none of the stuff that's coming along seems like it's futury enough yet, or I don't know. Like, Google Glass is fucking lame. Like, it looks fucking dumb, but also the functionality sucks. Like, what you can do with a Google Glass is shitty. You know, whatever. It's expandable. Like, you know, I'm sure eventually people, you know, are coming up with new stuff for it all the time. But, I look through, like, the App Store or whatever for it. Kind of just like, what's the glassware? What's the hottest glassware? And then messed around with one for, like, a day and a half or something, and I don't want to do any of that shit. Oh, you can use it to take photos. Oh, fucking great. Yeah, because I'm doing that all the time. And like, what's more, I'm doing it, and I need to do it clandestine style. Fuck that. I thought about buying a Google Glass when they first announced them, and, you know, like, they sent me the thing saying, you know, when it was, like, it was kind of, like, hard to get them or whatever. They're like, oh yeah, we'll let you come buy one. You got to come to our office and we'll walk you through and tell you how it works and stuff. But yeah, we'll let you buy one. And at that point, I kind of looked at, you know, what it was capable of, and just, like, that sort of stuff, and just kind of sight unseen, just said, like, no, I'm good. And yeah, it just seems dumb. And like Bluetooth headsets, like, you know, hands-free talking, like that's great. Fuck holding a phone up to your face. We don't need it. Like, get us one step closer to Star Trek. Tapping our chest and fucking talking to people. Except everyone looks like a fucking lunatic because they're just staring off into space talking. And you look over and go, what? Oh, this asshole's not talking to me. Okay, all right, fuck this guy. Look at this asshole. And also, Bluetooth headset, like, most of them look fucking terrible. It's like, oh, look at you, Mr. Business. Good going, dipshit. And now the watch stuff, like, you know, the watch stuff at least, I guess, like, makes the most sense in terms of it being unobtrusive and, like, something that you could conceivably wear without looking terrible. But again, the functionality, like, I don't want to do any of that shit. Like, I'm not so hooked up, you know, like, I pull out my phone and look at it a lot. I don't have a problem with that. That's not something I need to solve. There's no, like, oh, if only I could be more discreetly ignoring the people around me. It's like, no, I'm fine with just fuck them. I'm looking at my goddamn phone. Where's, like, the, you know, ear, like, the, you know, throat mics, like, whisper talking, Navy SEAL shit? Like, when can I start talking to people on my cell phone and no one even knows I'm talking because I've got my mouth closed? Or whatever, you know? And I'm just like, when do we get that? Like, that would be kind of cool. I get Solid Snake codec implant type shit. Is that all in the ear? Is it built into the ear? I forget what the fucking metal, how the Metal Gear lore works on that stuff. I guess everything's gonna start somewhere, you know? So, start here and get people using this stuff and make it better, make it better, make it better. Iterate. But as someone who's, like, you know, like, been willing to adopt a lot of weird shit early, that stuff's all been lame. I think that's the thing, is, like, you know, it's all built to communicate with the people, or, you know, with people. And there are already so many ways to communicate, and, like, I'm not necessarily looking for, like, oh, if only I had some easier ways to post to Twitter. You know, it's like, fuck Twitter, it's terrible. It comes down to it, there are probably like six people I want to hear from. Even then, most of the time, I'm just texting. And that's a fine, there's nothing wrong with short text-based communication. making some decisions over here. Thinking. Decision here. General direction I'm going to go in, but not sure. Of the specifics just yet. Okay. Let's really put it through its paces. We're going to drive in this direction. We're going to look at one place. That doesn't seem like the move, then there's another place. Oh, the light is green. Just go, you guys. Just go. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Okay. Move. All right, there's like 1,000 people inside that place. I'm not going there. Well,
Hi, welcome to Burger King. May I take your order, please?
Yes, hi. Can I get a number 2, large sized with cheese and ketchup only? And a Diet Coke to drink with that?
Will that be all?
Could I also get an order of buffalo chicken strips?
Do you want the meal for this?
The meal? No, just the strips, please.
Alright, 5 or 3 pieces?
5.
Will that be all?
That's it.
Alright, $15.89, please.
Thank you. Chicken, man, that's where they get you. Oh, it's like $1,000.
Hi.
$15.89. There you go.
Thank you. Would you like any ketchup or sauce?
No, that's okay. Okay. All right, thank you. You too. Alright, I'm going to go around this clusterfuck. This closed down intersection. No, thank you. Smart of me to remember that. Well, I mean, or react to it. I mean, the gigantic line of cars made it pretty easy to remember that shit was fucked. Cops. Play it cool. Yeah, that's right. Appears to be a bike laid down almost in front of my driveway in a way that makes it difficult for me to get my car in. I don't... what the fuck? Asshole kids? Jesus. Like, what? I should have just run that bike over. That would have messed up my car. That's a dumb idea. Bikes there in the morning, there'll be hell to pay. Hell, I tell you. This is like dumped over in the street, like 2 feet in front of the sidewalk, in front of my driveway. Ridiculous. No one is outside. It's not like there are kids playing somewhere nearby. They just happen to leave a bike there. All right. Well, I'm gonna go think about what I can do to that bike if it's still there. I'll see you guys. Have a good night.